Week 4 gambling. Our picks. You have it here. Let's go. Let's get to it.
Hey, man.
Life's a gamble.
Yeah.
You got to gamble. The dice.
Yeah, man. You just got to choose. Another day. You got to choose your heart, man. You got to choose your heart. Man.
Another day, another gamble.
Hey, man. Laser face. Toss up the football. Laser face.
I'm going to lose,
though. Their fucking luck. That shit's going to pop before it fucking lands after week 2 and 3.
Yo, no. We're not even bringing that energy this week, bro. We have good
You
luck.
Need to bring that energy.
We have season. Good
I'm
luck.
Telling you.
You're not the energy
I'm
guy.
Manifesting
nope.
Wins. You need. All I see is winning. Everybody happened in the dungeon.
None of you guys were here.
Bad energy is what brings the wins, bro. I'm telling you.
Good energy in the dungeon.
With the double Mahomes. That's crazy.
Nah, I'm doing something else there. What's wrong with you, bro?
You're crazy, bro. Just continue.
I'm good with gambling. I'm good with gambling my entire life.
The crib and everything.
Just throw it away.
Soul and everything.
You know what? Fuck you. You know I'm there too, bro. Mom said if my dudes jump off the cliff, am I jumping, bro.
That was a lot.
You almost completely butchered that.
That was a lot.
I saved it, though. That was a curve.
But, like, the what type of gamble is, like, what are you getting on that?
Jumping off the cliff?
Terrible gamble.
Bro, if one fight, we all fight. If one die, we all die. Type shit.
Anyways.
I'm going to try to live still.
Anyways. Can we get into this fucking week 4 frenzy? What do we call this week? What do we call
Redemption.
Week 4?
That's what we call it.
Vengeance.
Redemption week.
Vengeance week, yeah. He's right, bro.
Vengeance?
The Batman.
Revengeance?
The Batman week.
All right. This guy plays as Batman. I'm a little too hard, bro. Like,
watch the Penguin.
I'm Vengeance.
This week. Penguin week?
I don't know about that.
Man, you started off
is
with
the
what
Penguin we got
Thursday,
winning?
Man.
He's a winner.
I don't know.
He
about
is
that.
A gambler.
He's a gambler.
Oh,
on to
him. It's Penguin week.
I mean, in the movie, he ended up like, bro, his car upside down.
I don't know if we can call it Penguin week. Then we gotta take some unfortunate bets. Jalen Waddle touchdown.
I'm not.
I don't know. I don't know if they're having any.
I'm not saying.
Imagine
that
if right fucking hits
those. Tim Boyd. He got injured,
bro.
Skylar Thompson got injured.
Over with.
Bro, if Waddle scores a touchdown this week.
It's Penguin week.
It's Penguin week.
Solidified.
They just need to pick. There's so many quarterbacks that they can just pick up right now. That's how they were talking. I think they're trying to pick up Huntley from Ravens practice squad.
I think that'd be a decent.
I think he's on the Browns practice squad right now, but still.
Shall we go with the rundown?
But yo, he should get picked up. He's good. He's a decent quarterback.
He's on the practice. He should be back.
And I think now they're also saying Jimmy Garoppolo too.
Tyler Huntley. Oof.
Tyler Huntley's not
very. He could throw the ball. Jimmy
Tyler
could throw.
Huntley's not good.
No, he made a Pro Bowl.
Tyler Huntley.
Yeah.
Same one. It wasn't the same one Mac Jones made.
Yeah.
That one was a joke, bro.
Yeah.
That year was a literal joke, like a laugh, like no word of a lie. They literally laughed and made that one.
Well, we all see Mac Jones highlights yesterday.
All right.
We talked shit. Talking shit.
I knew he was gonna get defensive. The way he was wiping his fucking face and shit.
Did you see Mac Jones yesterday?
I didn't see him yesterday. Still,
you didn't see him. You didn't.
No, he doesn't read the group. Remember, he's too cool for that,
bro.
It's not even reading the group. That's just like Snapchat. No, what are you? Or sent that in the group.
I actually sent that to the group. So
that's why muted.
It's not muted. It's live. But yo, sometimes, bro, 80 messages deep. What do you want me to do?
Really? You're like added. You know,
we go on Instagram and it's like Jeff likes something. And it's like you scroll up and it's 50 posts ago, bro. You sent shit like a week ago and he's liking shit from a week ago.
But I'll go through it all like eventually once on the weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Once on the weekend.
This guy's a busy man.
A whole week. That's why you're getting 80 messages. You go do it once in a fucking weekend.
Like, this is my end of the week. Check my Instagram DMs. He's going to check these off.
I bet he's not checking.
He's just like, yeah. He sees one. He just happens to click on one. Like it.
Nah, y'all disrespect it. I check y'all shit, bro.
All
right, bro. Yeah, okay. Y'all. Yo, I talked to Google this week, bro.
I talked to him.
Yeah, bro. You remember him?
Yes. I remember.
That was our boy, bro.
He used to play quarterback back in
the day. I just don't know why I have to like bleep his name for no reason. Man, just a random throw-in. Yeah, just like, a random throw-in.
We're talking about Instagram, and that's very...
That's what
came what are you, a head? Fucking dog? Like, anything that pops in your brain, you just have to announce it? Like, it's Instagram. Bart, what the fuck were we even talking about now?
I'm talking about the games, man.
Can we get to the first game?
All right, let's get to the game, man. Thursday night classic. Not really a classic.
Barton Brenner.
Dallas versus Giants. Giants at home.
Barton Brenner.
Dallas that's not a bull. What?
Bro, that's your division.
Malik Nabers over.
I don't know. You want me to give you the ticket? Dallas, 6.5. Just tease it a little bit up. You get like 10
who's
more
home?
Cents.
Giants.
Still. They need to go away. CeeDee Lamb over. CeeDee Lamb touchdown.
CeeDee Lamb touchdown, but still.
And let's see. For sure. I don't know what Zeke's line is going to be at, but if it's at like 25 yards, I'd take Zeke over 25.
Probably going to be low. It doesn't say here.
I got to go with Dallas win there.
But I would keep it simple with those three. CeeDee Lamb touchdown, CeeDee Lamb yards, Dallas 6.5.
I like Dallas there, especially...
Daniel Jones over. If they're getting smoked, he's definitely going
to... They started heating up in the second half.
Yo, you going to act like Daniel Jones did look good?
He did look good.
He looked like he could play football, yeah, in the second half there.
Now, what's up with the Browns?
They suck, bro. Their cheeks. Ass water.
Sean Watson is washed.
Wait, hold on. I could swear you said they were going to be nice.
He did say that.
Deshaun Watson was not going to throw to the floor anymore.
Yeah, but he does. And he is doing that consistently.
Can we do a stat check?
He's not.
A stat check on Deshaun Watson last week.
Deshaun Watson, it comes down to fundamentals. He's not hitting the massages hard enough. He needs to get back.
I actually believe
his arms
tight. There's probably some stuff like that actually messes with players, bro.
100%.
Like, they need that. That's part of their routine. That's part of their regimen.
Bro, the guy got humiliated.
What was his stats?
Stats?
21 for 30. It's not actually that bad.
He had 2 fumbles, though. He got sacked 8 times, yeah.
Yeah, he got sacked 8 times.
How the fuck do you get sacked 8 times?
That's not as bad as what happened to... Who was playing Steelers?
The Chargers?
Or sorry, sacked? Someone got 7 sacks this week.
Oh, yeah. That was early in the...
That was in Caleb?
No, I think it was...
That was Caleb the week before, still.
No, not 7.
One team got 7 sacks.
Oh, one team?
Yeah.
Dave's got 8.
In one game?
They sacked Deshaun Watson 8 times, bro. That's one
probably what your time was. So.
Probably that one.
No, but that is insane, sacking the guy 8 times.
Gotta hurt.
It's absolutely crazy.
Nah, bro. Caleb got sacked 7 times against Houston still the week before.
Oh, Will Levis also got sacked Levis 8 times.
8, yeah. That's what it was.
Yo, that guy's been... Okay, but Will Levis...
I don't know how Green Bay's moving the way.
Will Levis is... He deserves to get sacked.
There's so many teams on the blacklist right now, bro.
For real.
But you just don't know how they're going to perform is the problem.
Pick for that Thursday game? Dallas?
I'm going Dallas money line.
Dallas.
Easy though.
Dallas. Oh, another fun fact I learned the first 3 weeks. The biggest dog of every week has won so far.
Damn.
Which this week is...
I think Cincy was the... Patriots was week one. Patriots were week one.
Where are we playing this
week? You guys are playing Seth, right?
And then week two was... Are we home?
No. It's just minus 10.
Did San Fran just drop 2 games?
Yep.
Well, maybe.
Maybe in an alternate universe.
Like, Seattle's rolling the division right now.
So you love that, don't you?
Nah, bro. Ain't even a thing.
You definitely love that.
I think Raiders week 2 was the biggest dog. And then Washington again yesterday.
Washington.
But yeah, moving on to Sunday, we got Pittsburgh versus Indy.
Pittsburgh all day, bro.
Pittsburgh. They might even
Justin Fields.
I don't know, man. The spread is kind of iffy here.
What I tell y'all about your running back quarterback?
He's Dookie still. He's poo-poo.
Should I tell y'all he's a running back?
No, bro. He's been playing poo-poo.
Yeah, no, he's
I know you've been smiling because he beat
6 picks through 3 games.
Why? Because we made that bet with the over-under passing yards. He's been shitting the bed.
He's not hitting that.
What is he at? No.
Oh, I can't wait to revisit those, bro.
583.
That, through 3 games, that's pretty decent, bro.
It's decent, but it's not on track.
For 3,050?
I think 3,150.
Yeah, I mean, do three games, bro.
It's possible.
It's possible.
But he needs to. I don't think. Have you seen him throw?
He's going to get benched. The
only thing he can do is throw a deep ball.
He can't throw anything, bro. Nah, that was bad, bro. That was actually bad. The one to Jalen Johnson was.
That was
a gift wrap.
Like, winning games like that is crazy.
Yeah, they're not, bro. Against the Steelers defense,
yeah,
against
Steelers
defense, they're getting smoked.
Oh yeah, AR is getting sacked.
And the way Justin Fields is playing right now,
oh TJ Watt,
bro, he's turning up,
man. If I was the Bears, I'd be pissed off. I'm just saying.
Yeah, how did you guys lose?
How'd you guys slip up on?
They're just bad, bro. Honestly, they're just fucking bad.
Bro, imagine MHJ. Justin Fields playing the way he's playing, man.
Jaden Daniels. I didn't even need to get Joe Alt. That would have been good.
I know. That's what they should have done.
That guy's a sick nickname. Alt delete the pass rush.
That's crazy.
That's pretty tough.
That's actually sick.
But yo.
You need to get Alt on one side and then another person named
Control.
Fuck all that front shit. What's up with
you? He played better than the first 2 weeks. I'll give him that.
Yo, he played like dog shit.
Bro, he played a Colts team that was allowing like
rushing.
He played good towards the end.
Did they rush well though?
No. That's the problem.
So is it Caleb?
That's team? Why y'all suck. Y'all have no run game and you guys are relying on a rookie quarterback.
And have you seen the offensive line, bro?
Yeah, they're on their knees. I feel bad for that. I need to rewatch that play, bro.
I gotta
see how that happened.
Why every rollout to the left, he way overthrows the guy who's wide open down the sideline?
He does that regardless. Any deep ball is just...
Caleb.
All those sideline passes, all either are short or out of bounds.
Bro, they had me jumping on my seat. Oh, my hole. Oh, yeah.
He got the one to roll after...
That's like the fourth quarter after so many shit balls. Like it's like averages. You're bound to get one.
It's like a volume shooter.
It's like shit college plays that would have been made if those passes were in college.
He needs out.
His problem sorry is, defensive players.
Y'all think you can win that division, bro?
I don't know. Not oof. Anymore.
Okay, but yo, y'all
the
think
way
you
fucking Minnesota's
Green Bay
playing right now? Yeah, angry.
Green Bay. Minnesota's the leader of that division.
See, that's the biggest difference. What it
and
makes
Detroit
on
bounced
a team.
Back, bro.
Chicago has the worst coaching staff in the whole division.
Brother, you were just glazing.
You do this every year, brother.
You were just glazing.
You pick up some new coaching staff member and you say, this guy is going to make the difference.
Listen,
this guy was fucking us over.
Eberflus is a defensive coach and you can't deny his defense is disgusting. I'll give him that.
The defense is good.
But yeah, but your offense.
The offense just keeps giving the ball back.
I don't know, though. Jonathan Taylor looked like he was fucking Jonathan Taylor in 2020.
I don't know. Was he?
Not really.
They needed a big third down stop. It was 3rd and 9, and they fucking ran.
That's after the defense has played like how many snaps on the field?
Yeah, it's like the defense broke. At a certain point, and then they started playing good.
Bro, the offense going 3 and out, turnover.
He didn't do shit in the first half.
He didn't
relax.
I cannot stand the Bears right now, bro.
This is the time to throw off the.
You think you're frustrated?
Yo, bro, I cannot.
That's just funny.
This is time to throw up that picture of the Bears O line on the. On the
like
on
the way option. Yeah. Like when you know, I was so happy thinking, bro, the Bears, you know what, they've been losing all game. This is okay. They just got the ball back, decent field position.
Yeah, they just needed that one stop.
And then there goes Caleb stepping up in the pocket
and fumbling, man.
Horse blinders on his fucking face again. And again, fucking ball swatted on his hands.
2 weeks in a row, bad, man, could have had game winning drives.
That fumble was bad, bro. That literally lost them the game.
Yeah, the defense actually does keep them in the game, bro. Like,
of course. Those games should be blowouts.
Keeps them winnable.
Yeah.
Until the fourth quarter.
Y'all like, really should have lost to Tennessee.
He did show promise, though.
Should have lost to Tennessee. Really.
Towards the end there.
Showed improvement, that's for sure. Do you see that one play where he juked out Latu?
I think he got his first.
See Latu's last name? You see how they spell
Latu,
it?
Latu.
Yeah. That's
his first touchdown jitters is out the window now.
I think that was a problem.
Yeah, he just needed that, you know?
Yeah.
Now you got two. Fucking DJ Moore. I don't know. Is he even out there?
He had a good game.
He did?
He had
70-something. And then Odunze had like...
receptions.
Odunze had like 110.
It just seemed to me every time he's throwing the ball, it's to Odunze.
Nah.
Odunze was just open that game.
DJ played. I think he was getting double teams, bro.
Yeah.
Really fall that
Keenan still.
They need Keenan back.
Bro,
too,
once
man.
Keenan comes back, I hope it improves. But that's
bro, not but like, you have two receivers, bro.
Line, bro.
Yeah, but Odunze is a rookie.
It's not gonna.
I think Keenan Allen will make a difference at least on the third downs, bro.
You just want him back for fantasy, man.
I need that too.
He's playing this week.
I need that too.
Is he?
He's still questionable right now.
He's gonna play though.
Yeah. Clear. Yeah, I thought he was gonna play week three.
Yeah, they can't go 1-3. Does anybody have Indy that game?
Nah.
Hell no.
Okay.
Pittsburgh defense too good.
So. What about Justin the Field he's General?
He's playing efficient.
Nah, bro.
I know you missed that.
You should have saw him against the Chargers. He was making passes.
Yeah, they fucking overturned that one. Long one to Pickens. Needed that for my fantasy.
Nah, but like he's making laser precision throws right now, bro.
How'd you feel about that?
It's almost shocking what you can do when you're on a good team, right? With a good coaching staff. And almost shocking, right?
Let's not do that there, Brennan.
That's the truth. Like, it's the truth.
But Trubisky sucked when he left, too.
That is also true. And he went to the same team.
He was just bummy from the get-go. Yeah.
No, but he went to the playoffs. They should have beat the Eagles that year, the double doink.
That's what got him bummy, though. I'm telling you.
But Bill Belichick said the Steelers have the best QB situation in the league.
Low key, they do. Russell Wilson on the bench, and Fields playing out of his mind.
There's a, I mean, I can see Josh Allen. I can see that's the one quarterback.
Yeah, quarterback room.
Quarterback room. That's the difference.
They do have two starting quarterbacks right now.
I mean, Josh.
Ain't no way they started Russell, bro. Russell ain't playing the rest of the year, man.
That's what they're saying. They're saying if Fields plays good this game, he's gonna solidify the starting job.
I mean,
it's hard.
Gorilla was at the game, bro.
So get off her fucking forehead.
She's a Steelers fan, bro.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know she was a Pennsylvania.
You like that, fan. Eh?
So y'all have to think I fuck with it, bro. She just actually dropped a good track, so.
Yeah.
I know, but it's just an unnecessary like
the tossing? I didn't need to do that.
Oh my god. Glorilla?
But yo, the next game is gonna be a great game. Minnesota versus Green Bay.
Fucking Michael Jackson.
Green Bay at home. And Green Bay's
minus three in that bitch, bro.
Green Bay's actually favored?
Minus three, bro.
That's crazy.
It's minus 2.5 now.
That's telling you something.
I don't know, though.
Jair, they're trying to trap y'all.
Nah, but Jair has...
They're trying to show y'all odds. This looks like a trap.
Just a trap.
That looks like a trap.
Jordan Love's expected back by week five, it looks like.
He's going to be a little bit
rusty.
They changed him to questionable this week. And it says, we'll start week limited.
Damn.
Bro, they're about to start the guy right after he got injured.
Not all.
They're fried.
Well, they said it was a sprain. He never tore anything.
But I feel like if Malik Willis keeps playing the way he is, they're not going to rush him back.
Take your time.
Why would you do that?
You got to stay in that division, though.
Here's the thing about Minnesota. What?
You got to stay in that division, though.
It's still early. Three games down.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
We have another easy four games coming up. So
who's we?
Chicago,
bro. Who else would we be?
This motherfucker acted like they going to win those games.
Yeah,
though,
why are they 2.5? It doesn't make any sense. Games. Addison's supposed to be back this week, too.
You guys should have beat the Colts.
They should have beat
the other team,
too. Trap. Houston. Yeah, they should have beat Houston, too.
Vegas knows something we don't know.
About what?
The Minnesota game. And I'm going to tell you what it is.
You think?
It's because Minnesota's been at home, man. They've been at home at these games.
They won. Week one was away.
I think Sam Darnold.
Yeah,
Sam
but that was against.
Due for a duck game.
That was against
Giants.
I'm telling you, Sam
they also haven't played. They also haven't played a good running back.
Sam Darnold is.
That was against Giants.
Yeah.
What?
Sam Darnold is due for a duck.
I swear it was against.
What if he's good?
He's Carolina.
Good. No, he's actually good. No. They didn't play.
Oh, that was
New Orleans.
Okay.
I'm telling you, bro.
Hey, yo.
Once you're a scrub.
But what about Malik Willis though?
Malik Willis played great, man.
Yeah, but their running game is saving them.
Hold on.
Right
what
now.
He's saying is... He's
but
saying
what I'm also saying is that Vikings haven't played a good running back yet.
That's also true.
I don't know.
Jones, it's gonna
Jones' revenge game also.
Bro, you know what it is.
I like Minnesota, though.
Where you swapped me out with Josh Jacobs. Let's see who has a better game.
I like,
and we're
I like Minnesota. I'm betting on Brian.
I'm taking Minnesota.
I'm betting on Brian Flores.
I can't take
that. That guy fucked up CJ Stroud.
Bro, Brock Purdy literally came up to him and said, your fucking scheme
is ridiculous.
Yeah, no.
They give it a different R word.
Thinking that too, so.
No, Brian Flores does.
Is that the R word you're looking
at?
Is that the R word you're looking at?
What'd you say, Brian?
Brian Flores does call a great defense. It's
actually it just doesn't make sense to me, bro.
It's disguises. It's all disguises and stunts.
Yeah. This is the AK. They're showing like the safety will be lined up right in the front. Like he's going to blitz and then fucking sprint back, bro. Yeah. It's crazy.
This bro, is, yo, this that, is shit the, gets, that shit's fucked, man.
This is the AK perspective,
imagine as
man.
A quarterback, bro. Because your first read is gone if you're thinking down the middle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, that all they need is the extra second of coverage, bro.
And then that's it.
The pass rush is there.
If you think about it, it does make sense. Because most of the time they snap the ball, you're stepping back. You're not really doing anything for the first 2 seconds of the play, maybe. So you could use that first 2 seconds to
disguise and then
just sprint back to your position.
That's the nasty time. Play that they run. It looks like the linebacker is playing coverage, and then he runs the fucking stunt. Oh, that's one of the nastiest
the delayed blitz.
That you can
the
do.
Delayed blitz, yeah. Those are crazy.
Like that's unstoppable. Sometimes unstoppable.
You get that blocked up, yeah.
Bill Belichick disciple right there. But yo, that ain't a big deal, bro. I do that shit Madden all the time.
What?
Disguise. Maybe that's where they fucking got it.
Yeah, but bro,
and it's probably like, yo, that is the only way to win.
Blitz in the
imagine
quarters.
As the quarterback is Malik Willis.
The delayed blitz is crazy. Yeah.
On 3rd and 14, Malik Willis delayed blitz.
And then you cover off that first read. Then he's like, oh, he takes a glance and
exactly
he's crunched.
Sack.
It's over with.
Yeah, we're taking Vikings all day still.
Yeah,
but this film, on, you know.
But also Matt LaFleur.
It's still Matt LaFleur.
Is a dangerous player.
He's a
call.
Dangerous guy, man.
That
guy
I learned he was a guy when I saw how they played Indy, but also they ran all over that team there.
No, yo, but the scheming is what's the difference.
Yeah, no.
I'd say Minnesota all day if the line wasn't looking the way it's looking. That's just
bro,
weird.
You're big on the lines not mattering, bro. That's weird.
He's
awakened? He's in awakened. 10 minutes? He's awakened in
I'm
10
awakened,
minutes?
Bro. And you know what the problem with being awakened is? A lot more losses coming your way, buddy.
No.
You gotta stay asleep.
Fast.
You gotta
stay blind.
Yeah,
we know too much. That
you gotta stay ignorant.
100%. Yeah,
I'm just not gonna bet on that game. That's it. I'm not gonna take Green Bay. I'm not gonna take Washington.
I like that game.
I mean, Minnesota.
An under low scoring game for sure.
But Green Bay's winning.
Well, you're not even touching it. We're all taking Vikings. That's kind of fucked.
That's how he moves.
Green Bay. That's how I move. You originated that.
Bro,
move.
You're not even betting, though.
I'm just telling you who I think is going to win.
I do like Aaron Jones rushing over.
What the fuck? You want me to lie and say I think Minnesota's going to win?
I'm lying, nigga.
I'm lying. I don't lie. I'm the truth.
So you got Minnesota?
I'm going Minnesota 1,000%.
Minnesota?
Malik Willis has to have a bad game.
I think Sam Darnold has a duck game.
Sam Darnold can't have a bad game?
I think he has a duck
though.
Game.
But he's perfect. Better, though, but he's better, though.
He is better, but I think he has a bad game this week.
A lot of hype. Now you're not at home. Skol, when you're in Skol, it's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That arena's fucking insane. And now you're going to Green Bay?
I like
Green Division Bay. Rival? You know, hey, Jeff.
Yeah, but it's just a legacy game. Jay just has to get back a Jair, bro.
Can I quote?
Oh, he's going
to. He has to get back a Jair for doing all that gritty shit he was on last year.
That was pretty
I don't crazy. Know. Jair got a pick last week.
Six.
He got picks in his bag. Will Levis, bro. Come on.
Yeah. Will Levis throws the ball backwards in the red zone.
Guy's on his knees every game.
I don't know, bro. A wise man, or should I say not so wise man, once said, it's a division game, bro. Anything could happen.
It's true, though.
They did do that. Next game, it's better, though.
Anything could happen. The dog win that game, though. I'm cheating him. Cheating him.
BD.
Division games are usually
Belichick.
One touchdown. Max, unless it's like cheap.
That's also why the line's like that.
My bad. It's a 1 o'clock game, though.
Oof.
The next game, Jacksonville and Houston. Houston's at home. Rebound, for sure.
Barn burner.
That's not a barn burner. What the fuck?
Bro, every time they play, it's a low-scoring game, bro.
Nah, Houston's going to light them up. I see 27-7 type game.
Bro, did you see Houston? Did you see Jacksonville?
They're shit. Do you know what a barn burner means? You know what I mean?
Yeah, low scoring game.
I really hate to admit it, but Jeffrey might be right.
Every time they play, it's always
about Trevor Lawrence.
Is it at Houston?
Yeah.
No.
Nah, Jeff.
Jags
right
haven't.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence hasn't won since Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They got to win a game eventually, bro.
No, I don't know, bro. If it keeps.
You think they're going to win this game?
No, I don't. But they got to win a game eventually, bro.
Bro,
if
that's what
keeps
you can
landing
say.
On black, you keep taking black.
Facts.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't jump off.
They're 0-3, and it's a division game.
No diddy.
It's crazy.
What?
Don't jump off the black is insane.
So I said no diddy.
Yeah.
That was like a good pause between all right. the whole two sets.
The last matchup was in November 2023. Jacksonville won 24-21.
That was the last game I think that they won.
Yeah, it was actually.
I know what I'm saying.
Since then, bro.
That's bro, CJ Stroud coming off a bad game, like his worst game of his career, after sunning Caleb and then getting sunned.
Sunned by Sam Darnold.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a stretch though. I don't think he was sunning Caleb, bro.
He was sunning. That was a sun.
It just looked like a sunning because Caleb.
Caleb's
was
a bitch.
Who the fuck does that? Like, yo, it's the end of the game, bro.
No, a lot of quarterbacks do.
Bro, that. They do yeah, that, bro.
I don't know, bro. Yeah. Stop taking those blitz, bro. Smoked your ass.
He said, "Stop taking those hits.
You don't need hits. To." Yeah, he's saying you don't need to take all like, those hits, bro.
Throw them away. Yeah. Stop trying to play hero ball. That's a good piece sun? Of advice.
Little boy?
That was not a sunning.
Little boy? Hey, why we all mic'd up and shit? Hey, bruh. Hey, little bruh. Stop taking all those hits, little bruh. Throw that ball away from time to time.
Sam Darnold pulled up on him and said, "Yo, you had a good game, brother." He did not sun him, bro. Did you not hear the post-game audio?
I'm talking about CJ trying to sun Caleb, buddy.
That was not sunning, bro.
That is sunning.
Bro, that
is
sunning. You're going to be a great player in the league.
Yeah. If you just, you know, you get over that hump.
You would have scrapped him right there if he did that to you.
You don't have to scrap. Yeah, you can't be saying all that with 1 year under your belt, bro. You're not great yet. He's one year. All right?
Someone like CJ Stroud, though, he's nasty.
He was just a rookie. And they played each other in college. And why are you saying why we mic'd up,
bro? Bro, CJ.
Why are you saying it for the whole world to hear?
What do you mean? They reached out to each other after the
what
game.
What the fuck are you talking
do
about?
Do it after the game.
CJ Stroud probably
silence.
CJ Stroud probably learned that.
Like after
CJ Stroud probably learned that.
You know they mic up all those quarterback interactions? It's not because he was mic'd up on
the boom mic. Top.
I don't know. You know how it is in the NBA. Fucking.
It's the NFL, though. Just chill for a second.
What do you say?
Oh, NBA players are all divas.
The players who do that.
Nah, they don't want people to hear, bro. It's a private conversation.
Kobe Bryant did that. They have 82 games, and media is a lot heavier in the NBA, for sure.
Bro, it's the guy's second game. You're telling him not to take hits. Oh, yeah, duh. I got fucking sacked 7 times.
He's trying to play hero ball, bro.
Bro, CJ learned that last year and just trying to pass on the information, bro. You don't need to
hit my line after the game so people don't hear.
That's what he did.
No, he pulled up on, hey, little bruh.
He did. Why you keep saying little bro?
That's what he said when I was saying
bro.
Nah, that's
Skip Bayless right now.
I'm tweaking on that, folks.
Devin, bro.
Devin ain't agreeing, bro.
Let's ask him.
Devin, do you agree?
That he got sunned?
Yes.
Yes. There you go, bro.
Why do you agree that he got sunned?
Well, the guy's sitting there like grumpy cat.
He was acting like a bitch. Man's like. Why did he have to move like that? If he said, "Yo, I appreciate you, dog," like that would have been it, and it would have been.
He did
straight.
Say that though,
in a bitch way.
No, he didn't. After CJ pulled him back, and he's like,
"Yeah,"
he made the face like, "Really, right here, right now?" I didn't get embarrassed enough. Now I got you telling me.
Don't stick up for him, bro. Let him get sunned if he needs to get sunned.
God. But then you could also look at it the other way, where it's like, you're getting like
it is some grown man shit.
That's some grown man
to another player.
Yeah, grown man. Talk.
And it's also another basic rookie to another rookie. It's like, bro, like don't worry.
But yo,
like shit, still looking up.
Basketball player plays bad games. Like, yo, man, you should have been more aggressive, bro. You should have been a killer.
Nobody fucking says it in the NBA. It's a Brody League.
But I mean, on the bright side, Caleb is the only Bears QB. Rookie QB to throw over 300 yards in a game.
Yeah.
How fried is that?
Yeah. All in vain. But what's the worth?
Doesn't matter. He's progressing. I'll take that.
He is progressing.
Early in the season. And hopefully watch them flourish later.
He's not progressing, Jeff?
That strip sack. That strip sack was weak sauce.
Yeah, but compare that to week one.
It's not his fault.
If the blocking had up.
He's not a fucking horse, bro.
Rome was wide open on that play, bro.
He does take a lot of time to make passes, too, though.
Why are his feet so flat on the ground? Why is he
flat-footed? No, he has good pocket presence. You just need, in that play, you need to step up more.
Any man getting sacked 7 times cannot defend themselves.
I don't know who was evaluating it, but
have you seen their offensive line, though?
Why is
they're on their knees.
Why is the tone changing?
I'm just saying.
They're on their knees.
What can you do?
Did you see the one guy that was like this?
Let's see what happens.
No, the one where Braxton Jones looks like he's doing the worm.
No.
Where he's like.
What happened that play, man?
Is that the speed option?
Yeah, you know why? Because stupid idiots thought that they were going to bull rush. And some of the linebackers pulled off.
Oh, my God. So all them like, fucking fell like over. Pulling the chair. Oh, my God, oh, that's bro. Fucked, man. Yeah. Yeah. That can't
the,
put it
the
on.
The whole line getting the chair pulled on them is crazy.
Can't put it on. They shouldn't have drafted Rome.
Wait, I what, think Rome was a good pick, but what, later what, in the draft, did they didn't need to draft, like, safeties. And
yeah, get your fucking O-line in check.
You don't need to.
Yeah, you think like, you okay?
You can get in later rounds, bro. You don't need.
Yeah, but you're thinking like you're insured. Okay, you got your first round pick as a quarterback.
Yeah, let's you put some insurance on this, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They thought they did though.
No, this guy is so awesome. So some shit Chris calls him. Oh my God, how awesome he is! Look how he avoided 8 sacks. That's what they expect.
Fuck, man. What's the next game?
Please.
It's a good one. Saints and Atlanta.
Wait, wait. Are we all taking Houston, though?
Of course.
Yeah.
No one's taking Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm taking the under, though.
No, no. He likes Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You can say it.
I don't really like Jacksonville.
You said they have to win eventually. That's yeah, already your mindset.
Trevor Lawrence is so bad. There's,
he is
bad,
horrible,
though.
Bro. They are bad. Bad.
I was telling y'all, he's actually terrible. He's actually
no, I said he's no. bad.
No, Sonny was fucking with him.
We need to go back to one of your top ranking top quarterbacks in the offseason.
Hey.
And let's go revisit that list. Come back.
Kirk is better than him, bro.
I don't know about that, bro.
Kirk is better than
Kirk him, is better than Kirk, him. Kirk is
shit.
Better.
Experience-wise, yes.
Bro, Kirk's doing some dots, bro.
Stop the potential.
Stop the potential, bro. Please.
He's got potential, bro.
Hey, Kirk should have had two game-winning drives back-to-back weeks.
They broke shit, that shit bro. Against the Falcons. I mean, against
Casey. Yeah, but they it's the Chiefs, bro.
Yeah.
They gave them the call the
you
week.
You saw that call, though, on Kyle Pitts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to tell Sonny, but he's like,
that was
yeah.
so, Sonny's like, blatant.
Yeah. It happens, like, yeah. man.
It was so blatant, bro.
Okay, that one was bad.
It happens bro. All the time. What? Okay, so what? They would have went up at 2 or 3 and give Kansas City the ball 4 minutes? Is that a guaranteed dubs?
Were they ever allowed to review those?
They were,
but it was bullshit. That was worse than anything.
So bad.
It was worse than anything.
They threw it on every single play, bro. Fucking crazy. Fried.
But no, but getting away with the PI and then they reviewed it and then it was a PI? No, that was fucked, man.
For betting this season, it was brutal. Yeah, that was bad. That's why they changed that 100%.
That was terrible.
They didn't even change it. Like, they never changed the calls. Rarely.
No, they did. That's what bettors would get cheesed about.
Nah, man. I remember with this one game. It was Browns versus Chargers. And they didn't change it. And it was a clear PI.
Oh, that was a fucked game.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
That was a fucked game.
But yeah, we got Saints and Falcons. Falcons at home.
I am never betting on that game.
No, I'm not touching
that. That is the most under game.
I will never bet on that fucking game.
I feel like Atlanta might win.
Yeah.
You keep betting on Atlanta, bro. Atlanta they are the original blacklist.
They are.
For like 3 years, man.
They are top tier blacklist, though. No matter who's at the helm, no matter who's
Desmond
in the back.
Desmond Ridder was bad, though.
Oof. Hate those. Yeah,
their team's completely different than last year, to be honest.
It is, but like... You see, I also think the Saints are not as good as fucking the first
they're
two
not.
Weeks.
Bro, they had of course Carolina not. Week one with Bryce Young.
And then they got, look at Dallas.
Yeah.
Just look at Dallas, man.
You know what? Falcons it is. Falcons it is.
They should. They've been even in close games.
Let's do some football math here.
Falcons, I feel like, played a really good game against the Chiefs. They had a couple fuck-ups, but...
They could have... Honestly, they could have easily won that game.
No, football math.
Not easily.
Falcons beat the Eagles, and the Eagles beat the Saints.
Right? Yeah, Falcons beat y'all, bro.
Yeah,
motherfuckers are looking at me like, I
can't believe that.
But yo, were you telling me to chill on just now?
They couldn't have easily won that game, bro. They're shit.
Bro, did you not watch the end of the game? They're in the red zone twice on the 10-yard line and didn't score. On like 4th and 1s.
What game?
The
Falcons over KC, they could have easily won that game.
Yeah. They just couldn't convert. They couldn't score.
That's just, you can't execute, bro.
2 field goals, they would have won that game. 1 first down, they probably would have won that game. 1 PI call, they would have won that game. There's a multitude of alternate realities that could have happened.
Is,
won
the
game. I know, that's literally what football is. But they literally had the game in their hands. So.
Yeah, that happens. You get it in your hands every now and then.
Every
and
team
what?
Goes through that.
Man.
So what? Everyone's taking Atlanta?
I'm taking under.
I'm not betting
I'm
it,
not
but fuck.
100% saying I'm taking it, but I like Atlanta.
I just think
Atlanta.
The Saints are shit. They suck.
What about this next game? Philly versus Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay at home.
Wow.
And Jeff takes an immediate glance over at Devin.
Philly wins.
If A.J. Brown is back, bro, we need a receiver to fucking
play. You don't need him, man. Please.
Tampa Devontae Smith is concussed.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Fucking, you guys suck, man.
Tampa. With Devontae Smith is 100% out next week.
I think Devontae Smith's 100% out, but I think...
Saquon's still going to cook.
And AJ Brown's going to come back rusty, bro. That's not
the thing. AJ Brown has to come back.
He'll be fine.
He has to come back.
Saquon's cooking them, though.
No, I think Eagles still somehow win.
Nah, Bucks win.
Even though they're so shit, bro. Like, what's up with your team, man?
You know what, though?
Your coach is shit.
I was happy about how the defense played against
Saints. Your coach is shit.
I was happy about
how they did. What's up with Nick Sirianni, though, saying, like, yeah, I don't have to lead the team meeting.
Yeah, because he's...
Jalen knows enough to do that.
Yeah, because he's not a real coach. He doesn't do anything.
Jalen's just so much of a leader, bro.
That's still crazy, though. I understand your player's a leader.
Bro, if I was there, I would be leading the huddles and shit, bro.
If you're a head coach, you let your quarterback.
No. If
I say meetings, bro.
Okay, but if you're the head coach,
but it's me.
I know.
But it's Jalen Hurts, you know what I'm saying?
Doesn't matter.
I think that's also your quarterback. I think that's also with them saying how Jason Kelce used to.
You're the head coach. You can say, "Oh yeah, he's a leader."
I think that's also though where they were saying like Jason Kelce was saying he used to have to, lead the huddles and stuff. So I think it's also putting Jalen in a position like almost like catch up. Like okay, like
see Nick Sirianni
get comfortable with this role.
Passive.
Friendship mode with his players.
Too friendly?
Especially with Jalen.
He doesn't do anything, bro. He doesn't play call. He doesn't lead the meetings.
He runs now up and down really the sidelines.
What the fuck does he do, bro?
He runs up and down the sidelines.
No, you know what he does? He tells you, fourth and one, we're going for it. Fourth and anything, we're going for it.
To be honest, that
that's all he does.
That game really shouldn't have even been close.
Yeah. You know what teams need to stop doing on fourth down? Running sideways. Why are you running sideline to sideline on fourth down?
To be honest, those Saints literally tried to run north and south and got crunched.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
But you know who that worked for? The Commanders yesterday. You know how many third downs they converted?
The Bengals, their defense is so bad.
Bro, they were...
They low-key would have won that game if it wasn't for Jaden Daniels.
They just don't have a pass rush, man.
Yeah.
They had them at third and 20.
Yeah.
And then they gave up like 14 yards.
They gave up 14 yards and they ran. They went for it.
Yeah.
And they got it.
Yeah.
Oh, on that pass to tight end?
No, it was an outside run. Oh, was it? Oh, no. It was the Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
That might have been pass.
But man, that Daniels was a dog still.
Yeah.
That was a dog.
That was a fucking dog. Getting hit?
Motherfucker had more touchdowns than fucking Inkle.
See Scary Terry after? Just throw me the fucking ball. If it's one-on-one, throw me the fucking ball.
But yo, Sonny's right, though. If you have no pass rush in this league, bro.
You're done.
Any quarterback will cook you.
They have Hendrickson, so that's true. Surprised. I'm surprised they can't get a pass rush.
So where everyone likes Eagles or Tampa Bay?
Yeah, we won't split decision here.
Who you like?
I'm good.
I like Bucks, depending on AJ Brown and Devontae Smith.
I think Devontae Brown.
Kind of like Tampa Bay.
Oof.
Right. If you guys have no receivers... Then
I think it's a weird game where they win, regardless.
Who's 3-4?
Jahan Dotson and the white boy.
Kobe's
injured too. Barry Covey. Oh yeah.
You guys got Dallas Goedert.
McCorley.
Dallas Goedert.
McCorley, right?
Covey. Yeah.
I'll tell you what this game's gonna be. It's gonna be Saquon and Jalen Hurts running.
That's what I'm saying. Saquon's gonna cook them.
Yeah, and the option.
The Bucks defense is not bad, bro.
Tampa Bay doesn't have that good of a run defense.
Yeah, but it's gonna be hot that day, bro.
It's okay.
Yeah, who's home?
We win the line of scrimmage. Tampa. It's going to be Florida.
Tampa's at home.
Yeah, but we win the line of scrimmage, we win the game.
Yeah. It's your strength anyways,
Yeah. Live and die by that shit. Try to. What's the next game?
Cincy and Carolina. Andy Dalton return.
Cincy wins, bro.
Cincy's on the road.
Cincy destroys.
I'm going Carolina. Yeah. I'm going Carolina.
Shut up, man.
I'm going Carolina. I'm straight up going Carolina.
Cloud chasing.
Not even cloud chasing, bro.
Yeah, you are.
It's pretty crazy.
I said Cincy could have lost yesterday.
Cincy should have won that game if Jaden Daniels didn't throw that touchdown.
If Jaden didn't have a fucking perfect game, they would have won, bro.
Yeah, Joe Burrow didn't play that bad.
He played nasty.
He played nasty, bro.
There's a couple drop passes by his receivers.
And too. T. Higgins is back? Yeah, forget about it, bro.
He was throwing dots, bro. Yeah. I thought he would have lost.
He's back.
Trust me on this specific only
I'm
one
not trusting
ever in
you.
Your
no,
life.
No.
Only
no,
ever
no,
once
no.
in your life
no,
you need
no,
to trust
No.
Dog, you cannot take Carolina winning back-to-back.
I can.
Oh, my God. What, because it's a revenge game? The guy...
Nah, bro. No, it's not because of revenge game. They actually...
Oh, what? Let me hear it. J.C. Horn.
They beat the Raiders who were settling the game.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Dude, let me
hear it. The coach is saying we got to make some decisions.
I don't think Joe
Burrow loses back in that game. The team isn't as bad as we think.
Because they won one game?
No. They have good players.
Bengals are 0-3, bro. They're not going 0-4.
Yeah, bro. You're insane.
Carolina wins that game, bro. I said it from the beginning of the year.
You hold that. You hold that, and then don't.
I'm not gonna back.
Don't bring the bad energy on Sunday.
Just for that, I'm starting Joe Burrow.
No, you're not.
In fantasy, don't do that. Put him in.
Put him.
Oh yeah, you said you were gonna start him anyways because you didn't want to put
in the lineup.
Josh Allen.
Yes.
Oh no, who is it?
It's Lamar versus Buffalo defense.
No, no, you said you were going to put Joe Burrow in. I was wondering what you meant.
Yeah, of course, bro. Fucked up.
Bengals. And if you want to smoke crack with Jeff, take the Panthers. There you go.
Yo, Panthers win that game, bro.
All right.
No, give me a fucking reason, bro. You have a damn
name
take.
Name the players.
When I have crazy takes, I have a reason.
Sonny, he's just been saying J.C. Horn. Name these other guys that are such a great team.
Adoree Jackson.
Who else?
I said J.C. Shaq Thompson.
Wow.
Shaq Thompson ain't bad.
He's nice, bro. He's nice.
Where was he the fucking past the past
He was
two
there
games?
Against the Raiders. Yeah. He was there.
Yo, they're playing 118 snaps of defense, bro, with Bryce Young. That's crazy.
I love this.
That's absolutely crazy.
Man, yo, the squad is not bad. If Adam Thielen's in the lineup.
Man, one game.
Adam Thielen's injured, I think.
He is injured, but he might be back.
He's not playing.
They have the rookie.
He's on IR, bro. He's not playing.
Xavier Legette.
Thielen's not playing.
They have Xavier.
They have Deontay Johnson. Yeah. They got, was it Chuba? He's from Canada, too.
Chuba Hubbard.
So you're just going to name players?
That's what you always do.
You
Devin
name
literally
players.
Said name mid, more players, mid, bro.
Yeah, like, you're saying that they have, we just think that they're not good. They have good, that's not a good team. What you're naming.
Like, what? That's like fucking mid,
they have
bro.
Like a good roster.
And they have Andy Dalton playing like he got rested.
Oh my god, see, here we go.
Name me a bunch of wide receiver threes.
Like, and let me tell you what's going to be cook the fucking Bengals here. They have no pass rush. Andy Dalton with no pass rush is a guy.
It'll be a close game. I don't dispute that, but I don't see.
How do you know there isn't no pass rush when it could have been the O-line?
Because the Bengals suck.
I don't know. Let me tell you something. These guys always struggle against Lamar. So then you put another guy who's like Lamar in the way he plays.
Bengals have the 6th or 8th overall passing defense right now.
Hold on. What are you talking about, Sonny?
What? Jaden Daniels could run, bro.
Okay.
You got to defend that.
Or you're saying the Bengals always struggle.
Yeah, the Bengals always struggle against Lamar. Jaden Daniels was playing like a freaking Lamar God game.
To Andy Dalton, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you literally was playing like
I
Lamar.
Think the Bengals win this game, bro. If I said this last week, you guys would have told me what I thought about the Raiders, and I would have lost.
Oh,
bro. Bro, this team's 0-3. They are not going 0-4, bro.
They suck, bro.
There's no way. Bro.
They don't suck.
They're good, bro.
They suck.
They're good.
All right, man. They suck. You take the Panthers.
They have two good players. They have three good players on that team, and they didn't suck.
Next game.
T. Higgins, Joe Burrow, and Ja'Marr Chase. They suck. The rest of them suck.
That's all right, bro. So what happens if they lose?
Then I was wrong.
Yeah, I want to hear the same fucking energy.
But I won't be wrong, though.
I don't want you to be like, Sire as back.
I won't.
Sire as back.
This one I'm not wrong about.
All right, we'll see. Next game is Denver versus Jets. Jets at home.
Jets.
ETF, man.
Jets going to start rolling. Aaron Rodgers looked like fucking God mode.
Perk Rodgers.
You have his jersey, no?
Perk.
Not anymore.
What happened to it?
He has it.
You have
he definitely
it, bro.
Has it.
I put
bro.
It on Chief.
Lies.
Cap, bro.
Breece Hall bro, yards, Breece Hall reception, Breece Hall touchdown.
All of it.
Jets money line.
Fuck it. All of it.
And then the last 1 o'clock game, Bears versus the Rams.
You guys have to win that game.
Matthew Stafford is pretty fucked.
Are they still
right
out?
Now,
why do they have to win, though?
They have to win.
Matthew Stafford is moving like a demon.
Devin Pope,
look, Bears I have been playing like shit, but yo, call me crazy. They're going to win next week. They are going to win. They are definitely going to win, bro.
If they don't win,
they're at home.
I want to take the Bears
like,
so bad.
Like, I'm getting mad just knowing I'm going to take them, bro. Fuck.
I'm definitely betting them.
I'm not touching that game.
That's the only bright
side. We can't touch it, though. They just beat San Francisco.
I'm touching that game.
San Francisco without Kittle, without McCaffrey, without...
This is like a fucking shell of a team,
without Debo, it's just... Without Trent Williams.
That is true.
They're fucking best O-line.
That is true.
Those guys are fucking hostile.
Bears win.
They have good defense, though.
I just convinced myself to take the Bears.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Cooper. Oh, still wait,
let's hear some names.
Ward.
What's his fucking first name? Shadavius?
Damn. Chicago's second and third down on defense.
Look at him acting like he just figured that out. You knew that.
Wasn't good enough to beat anybody in the AFC South yet.
Caleb, over 250.
Oh, sorry, bro.
I'm sorry that I bet them. I'm sorry. Back-to-back weeks, they were my last pick.
Yeah, that's
pretty. Caleb's getting 250 yards.
You taking him on Houston was just insane.
They're one possession away from winning.
They were never winning that game, bro.
Yeah, one possession.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, was it cap against the Colts too?
10-16 for so long.
Colts is a real one.
They were never winning that game, bro.
Y'all tripping.
If they
played 10% better,
if Caleb had anything going for
this guy, the way he flip flops around,
he got sacked 7 times, bro.
Both those games were very winnable.
No,
how were they not winning?
Now with Caleb fucking drunk,
okay, yeah,
dizzy throwing the ball. That's a big factor.
It is a big factor. I agree with you, but take the quarterback and everything out of the situation. 10-16 for 2 quarters is a close game.
But that's not. But like, you know, that's if you have blinders on, yeah. But if you see the full picture, you can see, yeah.
But you're saying it's not a
y'all acting like you weren't sweating a little bit, bro.
They were, man.
Cashed out. Yeah, they were. Why y'all acting
like it's because we were betting. It's because we were betting, though. Yeah. It's because we were betting, though. You know it's different when you're betting, bro.
After bros,
you're sweating anyway.
After bros, like, oh, thank God I cashed out. Man. Imagine this bullshit.
Rams have the 32nd overall total yard defense.
Bro, their whole O-line is chalked.
32?
Who?
Rams, their whole O-line is chalked, really? Bro.
There I go, taking the Bears.
They're all injured?
They're all injured.
There I go, taking the Bears again.
And then you got Cooper out.
Look at their defense, actually.
Rams. You got Cooper Kupp out. Puka out.
That is atrocious. And they're 0-2 on the road? Who's favored? Why the Bears favored,
man? They're winning, man.
I wanted money.
It's still money.
DJ Moore touchdown. Caleb yards. Chicago money line.
Call me crazy. Caleb touchdown. Rushing touchdown.
I was thinking about that too.
Yeah. I'll call you insane.
Still. I feel like it might even be a game where he tries to do some dumb shit and he gets popped.
I like Khalil Herbert though to score, to be honest.
What the fuck?
I don't know, man. They're rotating between 3 right now.
What'd you say?
Fuck. I didn't even see him on the field, bro.
He's been on
the field. He's going to have to be on the field because of what they saw from DeAndre Swift.
Yeah. Yeah, shit.
Roshan Johnson, I think, right
now. I don't know why he doesn't get snaps.
He's running the best out of the 3. Yeah. Easily.
Angry ass runner still.
The dreadhead.
So yeah. Everyone's going Bears?
Yeah. I'll have to go still.
No Bears. Yo, he's mad. He doesn't like that. You're on the line here, bro.
Every time, bro.
You're on the line here. You know, so fucked. We did the same shit last year.
This is Loki. This is like Loki.
Nah, last year there were.
Nah, there was a bunch of games.
I did not touch them a lot.
Last year.
Nah, there's a bunch of games we talked about.
Yeah, there's a bunch of games.
But yo.
Next game, 4:00 slate. Washington versus
Arizona. That's a good fucking game right there.
That's a tough game.
Arizona's at home.
That's a good game.
Yeah, but I think Arizona. I think Arizona bounces back.
Zona.
Marvin Harrison is a guy.
Fucking certified guy.
No, I just think like they're not going to be able to contain Kyler.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, sure. Yo, Detroit, I don't know, man. That was another game that like they almost lost.
Yeah, that was a close game.
Yeah, it ended up being a close game.
Cards. Yeah. And they're at home.
And with Detroit's
that fucking
good.
Horn. Woo.
When they're done? Yeah.
They dogs, bro.
Cards? Everyone's cards?
Yeah, what are the odds for that game, though, still?
Cards are -3.
Damn, a lot of fucking -3s this week.
They got some pass rushers out there?
Where? Arizona?
Yeah.
Not really.
No.
Okay.
Not really.
I just don't like how everything we're liking is just faves, bro.
No,
I like Green Bay.
You can't just still win fucking Panthers and shit and be like, I like brother.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's concerning.
Next game is Patriots and San Fran. San Fran at home.
Yeah, we lost.
10-point favorites.
That's disrespectful.
I think you guys Patriots can cover 17, bro.
They're covering.
We're covering
10.
That, bro.
You guys can cover 17.
They're covering 10.
That team has no offense.
I think Patriots went. Call me crazy.
They're covering 10 at least.
They're not crazy.
I think the Niners.
Our O-line's been injured, bro. Yeah, are they coming back?
I think it might just be over for Saturday.
Bring
bro.
The rookie. Yeah,
bro, they have nobody.
Yeah, I think it might just
no,
be over.
No, no.
Is anybody
not behind that O-line, bro?
Is anybody
Drake May.
Our O-line's injured, man. Oh,
I saw them bring him
up.
In and he almost got killed.
He got killed. This is crazy, man.
Oh, the next game's a shit show. Everyone's 49ers, right?
I'm going Patriots covering.
Do you think in Patriots?
I think they'll cover.
Well, if you're saying that the O-line's all banged up, then maybe not.
I mean, they are. That's their problem. That's why we got slapped by the Jets.
If they win, it's like a fucking 14-10 game.
Sometimes you got to bring the opponent down to your level to win.
Defensively.
That's what they do.
Cool. You disrespect.
What do you mean? That's a compliment.
Me?
That's a compliment.
To our level? What's our level? Shit?
No, your defense is really good.
Good spin. Doesn't make sense. Good spin. He tried to take.
It's a lot right here. Jeff, it's a lot. See this? You have this.
What?
We have all this.
What?
We have it together.
We have this too. It's just fucking all rusty and.
These are polished.
Diamonds are falling off and shit.
That ring is just like one diamond. That's it.
Yeah, that shit fucking expired, bro.
Next game is a shit show. Cleveland versus Raiders.
Fuck you know, man.
Professional barn burner.
Damn. Say it again. Say it again. I know you want to say it like five times. Go. Barn burner.
It's a barn
burner. Barn burner.
Call me crazy. I think Cleveland sneaks away
one. Yeah, I'll call you crazy, bro.
Who's home?
Las Vegas.
Call you crazy, bro.
Let me tell you something, bro. If you
Deshaun has to have one good game.
If you see me taking that game in the PM.
He did. He had a good game against the ass Jaguars.
Bro, if you see me taking that game in the afternoon, bro.
Cleveland beat Jags, yeah.
Just know, shit's serious for me, bro. Shit's seriously bad.
I'm phone up shaking this. Oh.
Pause. The fuck? I like Cleveland. Don't put me in that sentence. What?
I like Cleveland. I feel like their pass rush is going to destroy Gardner.
Cleveland should. But they are not as bad as they were against the Giants.
Raiders win.
Max Crosby. That's why he's hurt, fam.
I just could never.
He has a bad ankle sprain.
Who?
Max Crosby. And he had like zero shit. Pass rush last week.
I just could never take the Raiders ever again, man. After what I saw last week.
How they got decimated.
That's a blacklist for me, man.
I like Cleveland.
That's my only team on the blacklist. Wait, no. At Atlanta. Atlanta never left, though.
The game spread is at 37.5.
3 years. Oh,
my gosh. The barn is burnt. I don't even have a play for that game, but fuck that. I didn't even try to talk about it, to be honest.
Man, even if I'm fucking desperate, right? I'm not taking that game, man. It's not worth it. It's not worth the fucking pain.
I'm going to go Browns.
The eye burning.
You got to go Browns.
Just for the win-lose factor of who's going to, you know, the outcome, I'll go Browns.
I can't.
Devin.
Confidently.
Devin.
No, they will. They will.
Browns have to go.
He got sacked 8 times, right? So he's not getting sacked that many times without Max.
Raiders.
The next game, Casey and
Amari Cooper revenge game.
Oh, yeah. Point.
Too bad Deshaun's throwing him the ball.
What do you mean? Deshaun delivered him a dot.
No, he snapped.
He gets him the ball.
He had like 100 yards.
One he gets the
it's
ball.
About,
did he? He had fucking.
He scored the first touchdown.
Bro, watch this team when they get Nick Chubb back. They're going to be a different fucking squad.
They're going to be doing the fucking bootlegs and shit. It's going to happen when Nick Chubb's back.
He had 2 touchdowns and 86 yards. Dog.
It's pretty good.
You know what, Cleveland? And I have him on fantasy. Maybe I'll start him.
Next game's KC and Chargers. Chargers at home.
Chargers without a quarterback.
Chargers win.
Chill, bro.
Chargers without a quarterback. Oh, yeah.
Without a quarterback.
Chiefs.
I tweaked up the ankle. What's the spread that year?
Minus 8.5. Chiefs.
I guess that shit's over with.
39.5 total.
Yeah. That shit's over with.
Chiefs? Is Herbert back? Or
8.5? No way, fam.
Right now they have him projected to start.
Oh, okay.
Click on his
questionable.
Name. What does it say? Did he practice today?
Let me see. Injured ankle. X-ray results negative. That was from a day ago.
Okay, that's good.
Update.
Okay. Stay healthy, boy. That being said, they're getting smoked.
Herbert playing or not.
Yeah.
And then the late game, Buffalo, Baltimore.
That's the one right there, bro. I want to hear what y'all got to say about this game, man.
Bro, I'm on the fence about starting Lamar, man. Because he has good games against these AFC opponents.
Yeah, I think
not against Bills.
I think he has a revenge game against the Bills. So
he actually needs a revenge game.
He's been playing bad.
Shit,
he usually plays bad against him. Lots of turnovers. Red zone interceptions.
How the fuck you know about that?
What do you mean, Tyron Johnson?
Fuck it, I'm starting Joe Burrow.
How you know about Lamar's?
If I lose with Joe Burrow, I lose with Joe games. Burrow. Well, fuck it.
Bro, you study that shit?
I watch football. Game. Tyron Johnson, pick
you
six.
You study that shit?
Tyron what? Johnson, last time they played, pick six from the one.
I know, but Lamar was also a little bit more inexperienced.
And had nothing with him. Nothing I'm beside
him. Baltimore wins, though.
Oh, all right, bro.
Whoa, take it easy, man. What are you?
Yeah, you on crack?
I think Buffalo wins.
Like, look at, like, this. Tell me how this makes sense. Total yards, passing yards, rushing yards, Baltimore's. But these guys are averaging 37 points a game, bro.
Bro, how do they have that many more rushing yards, bro? James Cook looks like he's destroying shit when he's out there.
Because you got Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry.
Oh, yeah. That combo's looking also, dangerous.
Yeah, especially Derrick.
Baltimore right now
you know
is
what?
Only averaging 50 yards rushing for the opponent. So they're first in rushing.
That's a big factor
turns
right there.
It turns into a one-dimensional game.
You're taking out James Cook, that's a big part of their offense right there.
The only thing is, bro, Baltimore has to go into the fourth
but
quarter
But then again,
losing.
They also have the 32nd passing defense.
Baltimore is ranked first in run defense.
32nd passing defense?
32nd
first
passing
and
defense.
First and second.
First
and
32nd,
yeah. First and
32nd in passing.
You know why?
And 24th
you know
and 24th. And
a lot of, you know why, though? Because they're always winning, bro.
A lot of that came from the Dallas game, bro.
Well, and Raiders.
Yeah, this is also, this is week four, bro. You're going to have one game that, like, inflates.
It's hard to rank.
Also, they're also always winning. So they have
still
to go
think
into,
Lamar.
They have to go into the fourth quarter losing.
Josh Allen will dice them up.
Yo, we have to go into the fourth quarter losing in that game as Baltimore fans.
I'm not
you're
a
not a Baltimore fan, bro.
I'm a fan when I'm betting on them. I don't give a fuck any team, bro. I'm a fan of that
team.
That's
a Sunday night game, by the way.
I gotta go with Baltimore, but like Jeff being with me with Baltimore is crazy.
I don't know, man.
You think I'm gonna fuck with the Bills?
You like the Bills.
No, I don't.
Why don't you like the Bills?
I just don't fuck with the Bills. I just chose not to fuck with them when I was younger.
Stop the cap.
When have I fucked with them?
Leaning Ravens, but I'm probably just gonna stay off.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
Shut the fuck up. All cap.
Stop. You like Tyra.
Stevie Johnson, Tyrod Taylor.
Stevie Johnson, you say that guy's name in your bed when you sleep, bro.
I literally said that guy's hands disappeared from his body. Like,
yeah, you love him.
He started fucking trying to get you with nubs.
Chargers after.
Nah, bro. One of his biggest plays were against the Steelers.
When he started doing that, you let off a weep.
I let off a what?
A weep.
Yo, the guy had locks.
Got him, bro.
Surprisingly, we have another doubleheader.
Wait, what do we all like? Everybody's like the Ravens? We're all like Ravens?
Buffalo. Ravens.
I'm leaning Ravens, but that's a scary game. We'll see how bad we do on it.
Buffalo
the
has been. This is the toss up, bro. This is the toss up.
Oh my God, another barn burner, as they would say for Monday.
You know, barn burner is like, it means the opposite of what you're saying.
No,
right?
No, it means like shit game.
No, it does not.
All right, bro. I'm telling you what it means, bro.
Did you get this online or is this something you made up?
It's a white man thing. It's a white man trucker thing.
Yo, you're supposed to say a barn burner is when a game is going to be fucking sick.
Let's Google it. Urban Dictionary style.
This shit barn burner sounds good, though.
Burner.
Tennessee versus
meaning.
Miami.
Like barns burn so easy because they're freaking so inflamed. Like, it makes sense.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is crazy. An event, typically a sports contest, that is very exciting or tense.
You just called some of the most shit games this week a barn burn.
Show me that.
How do you feel?
Bro, you're really good at this shit, bro. Like, you
I let it slide the first couple times, and I'm like...
Bro, it's not even like an Urban Dictionary. It's like Google result, bro. Like, they have an actual Oxford Dictionary definition.
Looks like those white guys you're talking to, they're a little coked up.
He just doesn't know what he's talking about.
Those truckers are using it in the wrong way.
Why are you going to other ones, bro?
You never hear when the commentators will say that it's a real barn burner we have here tonight, guys.
Yeah, it's true, though. That's exactly what I was saying, though. These games are barn burners. They'll be so tight and low scoring.
Stop, bro. Stop. It's us, bro. It's us here.
You said boring. All right.
That's is that boring?
Yes. Hard to watch. Boring.
Shit.
Shit games.
Shit fucking garbage games.
I said boring.
B.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Bro, I just want to know, how do you do this? Like, how are you so bro, shit
work,
at this?
Bro said barn burner at work, and I thought it was a shit game he was referring to, but it must have been a good one.
Bro, every week. That's why, like, sometimes I don't even know if he's wrong. I'm like, no, let me just check. Let me just check to see how wrong he is.
Well, let's talk about this flame retardant barn game.
Yeah, this is going to be the opposite of
flame retardant. Game. Yeah, flame retardant.
Tennessee versus Miami.
Tennessee.
Miami's at home.
Tennessee. This is so
who's
crazy.
Starting for Miami? Skylar Thompson is projected.
Who's home?
Miami.
I don't care.
Miami wins.
Tennessee, bro.
Tennessee.
You gonna bet on Will Levis?
Yeah.
Over Skylar Thompson.
Yeah. Skylar Thompson is.
Bro, we about to get. He's 3 for 3 on memes, bro.
That's pretty crazy.
But he has to have a good game.
Was it this? The ones hit him in the air, bro. Airborne throwing. And the other one,
he's just under a player.
Yeah, he's under a player's ass. His fucking buried.
What's his bet on that?
-1 for Miami.
Oh man, want to see a funny
-1 is the most dangerous spread you can have.
What do you like?
You want to see?
I'm betting on that guy, bro.
You want to see this beat?
Tony Pollard legacy game right there.
Oh,
I'm betting on that.
Tony Pollard legacy game.
This guy said Tony Pollard legacy game. That's who you're losing to.
you don't think Tony Pollard has a good game though?
Against Miami?
Hey, yeah. They are not 10 a key no more, bro.
Yeah.
They're 50,000 a key.
I think they win.
They either 5 a key, like stepped on garbage, baby powder, or they're 100,000. Overpriced.
Tennessee wins.
It's not a good deal.
I still think they win though, man. Against Miami.
Yeah, I still think they win.
If Tennessee
Thompson is bad,
bro. If they were at home, Tennessee would have a 3-point spread here.
Yeah.
Will Levis.
Yo, but Will Levis has made dumb plays, but he's not that bad.
What do you he's mean,
not,
bro.
He's not that bad, bro.
He's not that bad. Brent, that shit always gets
me. I know
it gets
that
shit always gets
me. I literally bookmarked it as watching it when I was eating my food.
What did you say?
I was like, I'm gonna save this for fucking Brent.
Did you say we? Did you say we like yay?
Huh?
The guy in the video. Oh. Let's see. Okay. Can I just show you the memes, bro? Can I just show you the bro? What?
I've seen them all, bro.
Let me see.
Can you look at the last one?
I'll tell you which one was bad.
He's getting raped.
Week one was bad.
Week two was horrible.
Yeah, week two was actually probably the worst.
Last week, bro, look
at his hand in the second one.
No.
It's open.
When you watch week two,
you go, here's the ball. Take it away.
No, week three is pretty bad.
And look at the last one, bro. His legs are in the air, bro. His legs are in the air, son.
Week two, when he tried to hurdle, the man.
No, look.
Yo, your legs in the air when you're face down is fucked.
Legs in the air
when you're face down. They win, bro.
I can't bet on that guy, bro. I just wonder what he's gonna do next week. But
all these teams cannot go off. They're gonna win.
And then the last game,
bro.
Seattle and Detroit.
This is a real barn burner, actually.
Yeah, they might turn it up.
What's the next game?
Detroit is the type of team to win.
Detroit, Seattle.
Detroit.
This is actually legitimate.
Barn burner. Can't even fucking look at it the same, bro.
Have you guys ever seen a movie called Goodnight, Mommy? It reminds me of Barn Burner.
That's just not like
actually watch it.
Scene.
It's a fucked up movie.
Let me guess. A barn goes on fire.
It's part of the movie, but it's one of those psychological
thrillers.
You think you solved it right in like the first 30 minutes.
Oh my god!
Think that
there's a plot twist.
Those are good though.
Bro, shut up. You try to tell me Tenet was good. That
Tenet was good, bro.
No, that's just one of those movies where you just think, I have to think super hard, so it's good. Good
night, Mommy.
No, that you needed a fucking dictionary, a fucking...
Like, Shutter Island was good.
Yeah. Yo, but Tenet was good, though.
No, man.
You just can't watch it at night.
Bro, any movie you have to watch twice to understand, like, what the fuck is that? That's a scam.
No, you just watch what the fuck you say online. So.
See, like, why do
I... What is that?
Why do you have to do that?
What is that?
I understood when I watched it.
I like doing that for shows and stuff, where you're trying to catch little things that you missed.
Because they have Easter eggs.
Easter eggs and
Easter
shit.
Eggs is cool, but like the whole fucking meaning of the movie. Yeah,
what a movie. Now some fucking buddy explained this to me because I'm fucking retarded.
Yeah. Oh, this character sat on the chair, but he sat sideways, symbolizing that he's sideways the whole movie.
All right. Nolan's a guy, man.
He's hit and miss. I need y'all to watch this movie to understand.
You guys haven't watched what he's seen.
I know it's that reverse, go back in time shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's and it's 10, because it's 10 and then 10 reverse backwards. Oh my god. Bro, you wouldn't understand fucking same guy that made Inception. Inception.
Yeah, I did.
The first time you watched it.
Yeah, bro, Inception made sense the first time.
No. Who the fuck said that to me? And I just thought they were retarded, bro. I was like, who the fuck?
Who are you about to say?
You know who I was about to say. I'm about to say the same.
That guy just like, watching him. He's like, it's all a dream. Yeah. That'd be his explanation.
We're like, yo, you get it? Yeah. Explain it.
Yo, that's where you get it. Yo, those TikTok videos are hilarious. The one where they laugh.
Want to watch a movie?
You get the joke.
I need to hear your reaction to that movie.
What? Goodbye, Mommy.
Good night.
Watch Tenet, bro. Watch Penguin,
movie,
bro. Suffer.
It's a long
Penguin,
movie.
I'm gonna watch.
Yo, Brandon, you would enjoy Tenet.
No, you wouldn't.
Watch Monsters.
No, you wouldn't enjoy it. But you guys need to watch Monsters.
Watch it, though.
Monsters?
Monsters?
Yeah, it's a TV show about the Mendez brothers.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm gonna watch the Mendez brothers.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch that still. Did you already start?
I'm on episode 6.
No, I'm gonna definitely watch that still.
I know. All right. Fucking psychotic. Why you guys add to
it? It's pretty sick. Not gonna lie.
Why am I psychotic for wanting to watch that?
You just have fantasies about serial.
You know the guys that made Tiger King made a new show?
You gonna watch it?
Called Chimp Empire. It's about this crazy lady. Crazy, not just one lady, multiple people that keep chimps as pets in the States.
Bro, the States is fucking weird, bro. Like, you see that shit they were doing? You guys watch Tiger King, right?
I actually did not watch it.
Okay.
They told me the guy was gay and I didn't consider watching it.
Later stuff, but
worse than like gay. It's just like a whole bunch
of
it's like a cult thing, bro. Like that Oklahoma
Good
shit.
Night, Mommy. It's on Prime.
Oklahoma?
The plug. Bro, it's Oklahoma. I forgot where else they said it's like, I think it's like 30 states where you can keep.
No, but did you see animals? How they were living in Oklahoma though? Like in the Tiger King shit? Bro, they're paying them motherfuckers like $4 a day. Or like, I'm sorry, $20 a day to work at this guy's fucking zoo from morning to night.
Yeah. Man, fuck that shit. You know, and a lot of people don't even care about the money because they just want to be around the animals.
Fuck all that shit, bro.
That's passion.
It's pretty sick, still. I'd do it.
That's passion.
$20 a day? No, I'm trying to live, bro. So I'm a little selfishly.
What if you're already set?
They're not, bro. They're missing teeth, bro.
They're all cracks. They're all cracks.
Dental care, bro.
Yeah, why are you leaving out the part that they fucking get high off drugs?
That's Oklahoma, though.
Kind of question.
There's nothing else there to do.
That's what they do.
No, but like that's another, you know, a bonus.
But they're passionate, right?
They're passionate and high.
It's like going up to Winnipeg and being like, what? Everybody just is on drugs? Like, yeah, bro. It's like, you don't got nothing else going on over here.
That's a murder capital of Canada, though.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you want to kill yourself when you're there.
I didn't say fucking suicide capital, bro.
Yeah, so you get someone else.
All right, we just segued like 10 times.
That was insane.
But that was Seahawks and Lions.
Seahawks and Lions. Last Monday night game.
This is such a tough game for me.
Who's on?
Lions.
Lions keep pulling away these fucking games that they don't deserve to win.
They should not have beat. Who did
Detroit
play?
Home.
I think Detroit wins.
And then Detroit wins because they're home. Fucking bastards.
I don't know though. Gino actually beat them last year when they were good.
I just need DK to have a big
game. Overtime.
That's it.
DK's been having good games.
They're still gonna lose.
Zach Charbonnet's not playing bad.
Yeah.
Well, Seahawks are good, but is Detroit at home, man?
Has Lockett been doing anything?
Is he injured?
No, he's been playing. He's shit now.
He's just quiet.
Njigba's the guy now.
Yeah, he's the guy still.
He's actually good.
Njigba.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think
Sam LaPorta is questionable?
Yeah, I'm going to Seattle there still.
Of course.
Back on the bandwagon.
I just don't.
Back on the bandwagon.
How am I on a bandwagon?
You were on it. You left it. And now you're back.
Don't act like you don't love Seattle.
I don't fuck with them like that.
You stopped fucking with them when they turned shit.
Seattle's ranked number one in passing yards allowed.
Amon Ross St. Brown.
Second in total yards allowed. 15th in rushing yards.
But who'd they just play last week? They played a shit ass team. They played someone so bad.
They ranked fourth in points. Did they know?
They didn't play someone that bad.
They played average teams this whole so far.
They played somebody so shit this week. They played Miami. Oh,
yeah, bro. They played Miami. and they played the Patriots, and they barely beat them.
And then who else did they play?
Broncos. Yeah. Lions it is. Lions it is.
Jeff is still going to take Seattle.
I'm trying not to bet on Monday if I don't win on Sunday, bro. To be honest. But I'm going to take Seattle if I do.
We're going to ride with that formula again. We're going to take Amon-Ra. First touchdown score.
I don't know, man. They have really good corners over there, man. Devin Witherspoon, Tariq
Woolen. I know this is all you want to do, just name people. Shut up, bro.
Might just take DeAndre Hopkins first touchdown then.
Don't do that. Not Will. Not Willie.
Will's going to get him the ball, though.
Yeah. And he's going to also get the other team the ball.
That fucking team is literally a retirement league.
Bro, what? That's a lot of injuries, bro.
Holy fuck.
Miami is this week.
I need to put up a lot of points and win this
week. Yo, man, that's a banged up
I don't know
team,
about
bro.
Miami.
That's
yo.
A banged up team, bro.
That's a lot of injuries. What the fuck? But yeah, what?
I need to put up a lot of points this week.
Hey, it's going to be a battle.
100%.
Fucking C-Mac, man.
You guys playing each other?
Yeah.
Playing Jeff.
We're
at the podcast battle this week.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Talk about it next week still.
Fuck. Wow, fucking C-Mac.
Favored to beat me right now.
I was favored to beat Sonny, too, with 1 minute left.
It was 95 to 5, bro.
It was 95% to 5, bro.
I know, because he needed 7 points, and all he needed was a Zach Moss touchdown.
He needed 8. I don't know how he got 8, though.
Because he got a big rush and the touchdown.
Like why are we allowing that? Hey, why won't they throw the
ball? Just got to get lucky every now and then, man.
Why didn't they throw the ball, though?
You got to start taking fantasy serious,
much a wrap at that point.
Bro.
I was going to win.
You fucking took Bijan Robinson over Breece Hall, bro. That's how I knew you weren't taking it serious.
Brother, I have more points to
probably I like him more.
I didn't
say I like him.
I never said that, bro. That's weird.
It's on tape, bro.
I like him more?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I did not say I liked another man more, bro.
Find the tape. Run it back.
Every time we do this, you're like, yeah, whatever, bro.
Bro, I don't roll my fucking eyes like that. It's just, come on.
Bro. Yo, live your true life.
Yeah, but.
Live your truth,
all
bro.
All jokes aside, though.
No. Who said I'm joking?
I'm not even
all jokes
Who said
in
I'm
the
joking?
Middle, bro.
Yes. To the forefront. Son?
Stop it.
All right? No. When are you going to take fantasy serious, bro?
Bro, I was supposed to win. What do you want me to do? I lost.
I just don't like that
just
mentality.
Take it seriously, bro.
What mentality?
Every time I don't even. It's fantasy.
Oh, I'm playing Jeffrey week 5. Imagine that.
Did I say anything about fantasy this year that way?
You did, bro.
When?
I don't really care about fantasy anyways.
When did I say that?
Did you know that McCaffrey is confirmed out for 4 to 6 weeks?
Yes. He's in fucking Germany right now having a ball.
Playing Dev Week
Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Fucking
no research
prick.
Tanvir?
I shouldn't have lost, bro.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm cooked.
Yeah, you can tell me
week.
I shouldn't have lost, bro. I should have lost. I should have lost this week.
I fucked up, bro. By drafting C-Mac. If I didn't draft him, I'd be cooking it right now.
Who's AK playing?
Holy shit, I'm cooked this week.
Really?
Not this week, week 7.
Fuck.
Oh my God. This guy's saying this week and he's looking at week 7.
Fantasizing about, bro.
What are you talking about week 7, bro? That's 4 weeks away. So much shit can happen.
So many players on bye week is what I mean.
Oh, I didn't even look at that.
Man, I just need a running back. Fuck. That is actually all I need. Just one decent running back. Anybody want Kincaid? But need a tight end?
He played good yesterday.
I know. Fuck. I might just start him over Brock Bowers since no one wants to take Davante Adams.
No, thank you.
That would be a great trade.
Bro, we have to catch the folks next week, bro.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, that's about it.
Next week. Catch some dubs, boy.
We're going to have that shit available for you, man, Sunday morning, man. Tight.